The 20th of July 2020. My name is Alex and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 732. Our topic today is drones and the future of policing. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. A recent standoff between police and an armed, distraught woman in Virginia could have ended with casualties had law enforcement not used drones to monitor her actions before moving in to make an arrest. Drones for law enforcement could help police locate discarded murder weapons, or create maps that assist with solving and prosecuting crimes. Police should not retain images captured by drones unless they are relevant to a crime. In an effort to push for drone use in police and fire departments, the USA's University of Texas assistant professor Todd Humphreys, who has investigated the use of domestic drones, testified to Congress earlier this year, "The UAV revolution is coming." At the federal level, the ACLU has recommended that government use of drones be banned except in very specific cases. Drones set to transform future police work. Drones have already made somewhat of a splash in the realm of modern-day police work, particularly at the Sheriff's Department in Mesa County, Colorado. Drones could complement efforts in the country with search and rescue missions. A terrifying future of police drones could be on the way. Drones won't just be bringing you presents in the future. Cornell's footage was shot with DJI Phantom drones in San Francisco and superimposed security graphics to create a storyline of the monitoring police drones. Police departments with drone units have found that they can help the local fire department by collaborating to locate the fire, identify potential victims, and aid the firefighters in directing their resources. Police drones can help to identify illegal and unregistered drones that may be hazardous to the surrounding environment. Police departments that are starting a drone unit should consider the following tips from the Daytona Beach Police Department. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Episode 732. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.